Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
On the line, I've got Simon Kent, who currently runs three pubs on the Isle of Wight. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hi, good afternoon. You're right.
Yeah, fine, thanks. Now, just enlighten us, which are the three pubs that you currently run?
Myself and Liam, we've had the Castle in Newport just shy of 3 years. We've got the new one at Shalfleet, which we've taken over on a temporary hold to make it sustainable, and the Vine at St. Helens, which we've had now for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We pride ourselves on good food, good beer, and good times. So, and we're about keeping British pubs alive, as many as we can.
Yeah, I understand that. I've heard people say that. So you've got the two, the St. Helens and the Castle. Is that the Castle? Is that the oldest pub in Newport?
Yeah, oldest pub in Newport, second oldest pub in Isle of Wight, sixth oldest pub in Hampshire.
Okay, not bad going. And they're both doing all right, those two?
Yeah, both doing good. Both proper traditional pubs. We have a lot of local produce. We pretty much local staff as can be. And just trying to keep great pubs open.
Okay, and in terms of the new inn, that was a bit of a risk, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, I'm a great believer in take the risk or lose the chance. So it's a case of sometimes you got to go, yeah, okay, let's have a go. It is a risk. We've got, like I said, on a temporary hold, just to see if we can get it functionally again, either for us to keep or someone else to keep. It's a shame to see any pub close. You know, after 40 pubs, a week in the UK to close, and it's a horrible thought.
So you're fighting a one-man battle to try and keep as many open as you can?
Me and Liam, we're trying our best, to be fair. Like, it's a case of not trying to get rich, but trying to get all the pubs to stay open, because it's a case of use them or lose them. As a kid, I was brought up going to proper pubs as a kid, going for meals on a Sunday. We always go out as a family to a proper pub and a proper pub roast.
Yeah,
and I think it was instilled in my brain at a young age to use your local.
I think I agree with you there. So the new inn had been closed for some time, hadn't it? Even before the pandemic.
From my understanding, it had a few issues with open and closed, and obviously since the pandemic, it was even harder for anyone in the industry. Staffing is an issue. Then you have obviously the pandemic was a big issue, and people going back to work in hospitality, getting back into that, it was quite a strange, surreal time as a publican going, can't open my pub because I've got to get COVID. You can go to a shop.
Yes.
You're not going to get COVID. And then it reversed. It was a very bizarre time.
It was a very strange time for everybody.
It was unprecedented completely, yeah.
Yeah. All your pubs now serve food, don't they? I know the new inns recently started doing that.
They do, yes. So we've got a traditional pub menu at the new inn with a bit of a twist, with a few little seafood bits here and there. Obviously, the new inn was known as a seafood pub. It has a few seafood dishes there, but it is more, we've turned it back into a pub.
Okay.
A restaurant. Obviously, being the current climate, if you've got 20 quid in your pocket, you want to go for a pint and a portion of chips, it's all you can afford. You're not going to go to a restaurant and go, I want to get a portion of chips.
No.
It's a case of we are all about pubs.
I think so. And is it going all right, the new inn now? Because, as you say, it was a risk.
It's slowly ticking along. Obviously, it takes a while to rebuild something like that. Obviously, it takes a lot of curveballs and a lot of trial and erring things and just trying to make it work. We're just trying to make it sustainable for everyone involved.
The new inn being at Shalfleet, you have got a small village around it, but you're going to depend on passing traffic, aren't you, largely?
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful building, absolutely beautiful. It's got a lovely old floor. Obviously, that one was built in 1744. So it's got lovely characteristics.
Yeah, it is. And then if anybody doesn't know where it is, there's a bus stop right outside on the number 7 route.
Yeah, there certainly is. And if you miss the bus, then why don't you always come back and have another pint while you're waiting?
Yeah, literally. The bus stop sign is bolted to the wall of the pub, so you can't miss it.
It is, yeah, literally, you cannot miss it. It is on a very good bus route as well. The number 7 bus route is one of the best bus routes I've found, apart from cows.
Yeah.
So for rural air, obviously, it's really good. Bus route. It takes about 17 minutes maximum on the bus.
Something like
one
that.
One of my locals, Roger from the Castle, he'd go up and jumps on the bus to go out and have a look and had a pint over at that pub. So it takes about 17 minutes till me.
Because I'm a fan of pubs, thank you for saving some of our British institutions that way. And I would urge people to go and visit any pub, but of course you've got three.
I have, yeah. So the Castle of Newport, the Vines and Helen, and obviously we're holding the new one in Shalfleet. But, I mean, it's just a case of just trying to save as many as we can. Like, it's a shame to see them close, especially in Ireland. We've got some beautiful heritage here. Let's not lose it.
Well, thank you again, and thank you for giving us your time to talk about it, and I hope that we get a few more people through the doors.
No worries, no, thank you. I appreciate everyone that's taking time to listen to us as well. Obviously, we can't do what we do without people like yourself. So, thank you.
No, my pleasure. We're here to support the business community as well as the wider community on the island. So good luck with all your endeavours. And whether you keep it or move it on to another licensee, I hope it does well.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks very much, Simon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at VectisRadio.fm.